Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
My understanding is this is not a shoe-in right now for Mike Vrabel, and under NFL rules, they do need to run a legitimate search. One name that already has a request in is Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson. The other top candidate, along with Vrabel, who many expect can land a job in this cycle. This is very notable here with Ben Johnson, because in the past couple of years, of course, Ben Johnson has had opportunities 2 years ago in Carolina, last year in Washington, to take head coaching jobs. Ultimately, in both those cases, he pulled back. I am told Ben Johnson does intend to interview with both the Patriots and the Bears for their head coaching positions this week. He is interested in those jobs. He has been intrigued by the Bears job for some time. And now that the Patriots job with Drake May at quarterback has become available, Mike, that is certainly a possibility to monitor for the Patriots, who, again, will have a real search here that goes beyond the guy that they know very well.
Tom Pelissero yesterday on the Patriots coaching search, that encouraged me. And Curran tweeted yesterday, it's way, 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 way presumptuous to assume that Vrabel's the guy.
But then the guy.
After talking to Curran today, I'm more convinced than ever that Vrabel's the guy, and I already thought that. So we'll get into it. Final hour here, Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We have Grab Bag. It took a day off yesterday.
It's back.
With the Robert Kraft press conference. We'll get to that coming up. We also have our clip du jour later on in the show as we take you up to WEEI Afternoons. We'll see what they have planned coming up today. I believe it's a Ross Tucker day for them. So stay tuned for all that here today on WEEI. A few news items.
All right.
Number one, Kevin Seifert covers the Vikings for ESPN. He says Brian Flores is gracefully taking a lot of questions about his head coaching prospects. He said he'll take every interview that's requested and asked if he's interested specifically in the Patriots job. Brian Flores said, I would say yes. But he added, it's not up to me if they want to talk. Seifert added, because I initially was a little flummoxed at that. Seifert added, Flores said he's locked in on preparing for the wild card game. Per NFL rules, he can't interview anyway. Right. He doesn't have a bye week. So he can't interview anyway yet. He also said it would have to be the right decision for him to leave. So that's Brian Flores, says he would be interested in the Patriots job. Will they interview him? There are now three known interviews for the New England Patriots, and maybe you missed this at the end of last hour. Ben Johnson and Vrabel, you should know about. The Vrabel news came out earlier today, the Ben Johnson news yesterday. They're also interviewing Byron Leftwich,
yeah,
for their head coaching job.
He's been out of football for 2 years. Is a Super Bowl champion offensive coordinator.
He was fired in January of 2023. Dave Canales was the offensive coordinator in Tampa a year ago. He got the head coaching job in Carolina. Liam Cohen is their OC this year, a head coaching candidate himself. Byron Leftwich has been, again, out of the NFL, twiddling his thumbs, I think, for the last 2 years. I would say between this and the tweets we got about DeMarcus Covington doing an interview in Cincinnati, your tweets and texts and feedback,
yeah,
it's why the Rooney Rule is so... It's a rule where its heart is in the right place, but it's why it's such a bad rule. Because
yeah,
DeMarcus Covington is getting an interview in Cincinnati, and immediately we get a flood of texts. Rooney Rule.
Oh, I know, and it's like you feel like there's a lot of sham jobs anyway.
Byron Leftwich is getting an interview for the Patriots head coaching job, and we get a flood of texts. You know, Breer hinted at it as well on social media. It's the Rooney Rule, and it's like maybe it is a real interview, and everybody assumes it's not. It's not fair to Byron Leftwich.
Right.
You know, the team has to go through a process that I probably think is a healthy exercise. The rule's in the right place, but it's unfortunate where you waste guys' time.
Yeah, I know.
And have them go through the motions for jobs they have no... Like, Byron Leftwich, if you're asking me, has no chance at getting this job. And maybe it's good for him. He gets his name out there, but the whole thing is a sham. And
yeah,
I would hope... If you're satisfying the Rooney Rule, you do it with a real candidate. And to me, it doesn't feel like Leftwich is a real candidate. But, you know, this whole thing makes it unfair to guys like him.
I know. It's so weird because there's not a straight yes-no answer if you're like, is the Rooney Rule good? Because you're like, to your point, like, all right, well, it it should be good, but then you're like, all right, that doesn't prevent them from actually having sham interviews.
Here's another one. Patriots interviewed, this just came out from Tom Pelissero. So it was Mike Jones of The Athletic who reported the Byron Leftwich name. Here's another one. And this is in the exact same boat where I don't know if this is real or if it's a sham and you're forcing the guy to do this. Pep Hamilton. Pep Hamilton interviewed for the Patriots job today.
Really?
Sources tell Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport. Hamilton has a history of working with young quarterbacks, including New England backup Joe Milton, before last year's draft. In fact, now that I read that, I saw a tweet over the weekend. I'll go back and find it. Pep Hamilton, young quarterbacks in the NFL, meaning rookies, guys who had played, he had Joe Milton number five on his list. I'll find you that list. Rap Sheet tweeted out or something.
He was at Michigan with Milton, I think.
Was he? Okay, I
want to say, yeah.
Pep Hamilton,
well, maybe
was in,
not.
Pep Hamilton was in Indy for a while. I know that.
No, maybe he wasn't, but he was in Michigan 17 and 18. Pep Hamilton was.
Okay, so look.
I don't know if that's Milton or not.
Now, but look, maybe there's a few different ways of looking at this. Like, maybe you have to go through the process anyway because you're forced to by the Rooney Rule, which, again, I think is a rule where it's heart's in the right place, but it leaves a lot to be desired. Maybe they're taking this as a way to look at offensive coordinator candidates. And you're going to interview for the head job, but we're going to get a feel for you. Byron Leftwich, Pep Hamilton. I still think in some ways it's a waste of their time. If you want me to interview for the OC job, have me interview for the OC job.
Right.
Get your coach in place.
Yeah, was it the OC job last year that they had some very strange
Adrian
names
Clem,
coming in?
Keenan,
like Sean Jefferson.
Keenan McCardell, Sean Jefferson.
There's a lot of strange names. You're like, they're really going to be the... Or maybe that was 2 years ago. But regardless.
No, I think you're right. I think it was last year.
But there was also 1 year with Bill. It was a year with Bill because there was a lot of former, like, what was the connection to Bill type of guys.
Maybe. Here you go. Pep
Adrian
Hamilton.
Clem.
Pep Hamilton tweeted on January 5th a video. He listed He listed his top five quarterbacks. Yeah, it was an older video, though.
Okay.
After
you.
Joe Milton's
game.
Quote tweeted a video. I'm not sure the original date. His top five quarterbacks under 25 in the NFL. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
C.J. Stroud, Brock Purdy, Jordan Love. I'm guessing this before the year started. Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Milton.
Wow.
Above
Drake May.
Drake May, Caleb Williams.
Yeah. If you want a QB controversy, you get Pep Hamilton
Jaden Daniels. Yeah. Good point, Keith.
Yeah.
You want a guy who loves himself some Joe Milton, and the owner apparently loves Joe Milton.
So he was last in the NFL, also like Leftwich in 2022, where he was the offensive coordinator for the Texans. So what was that? Slowick replaced him, I guess. He was with the Texans for 2 years. He was with the Chargers for a year. He was in the XFL. He was with the Colts. He was in college. Like, he has been in coaching a super long time.
So as we say this, a lot of people are actually tweeting out that Pep Hamilton video. I saw this over the weekend.
Interesting.
But a lot, I see Phil tweeting it out. Somebody just sent me Taylor Kyles is tweeting that out as well.
So he loves Joe Milton?
And you're going to bring him in.
I mean,
the owner says we have how many quarterbacks again?
Maybe two quarterbacks.
Well, maybe there's a lot more to that than I thought. But again, this is why the Rooney Rule sucks. And I think you should have something like that in place, but it's why it's imperfect is what I should say.
Yeah, I wonder how many times it's worked. Because one thing they always point to, they're like...
Because if you're wasting Pep Hamilton's time and you're wasting Byron Leftwich's time, that's not fair to those guys.
No, it's not. Now, those guys are accepting the interviews, right? There is that. And one of the things when you've heard people make the case for the Rooney Rule is like, all right, well, they're at least getting the experience.
You get your name out there too, which is
like,
something.
And then you have like Eric Bieniemy, who took like 20 interviews and like never got a job. And then he took a job in college and got fired after a year. So I don't know. It's certainly not perfect, but would they be better off not having it at all? I don't know. Probably not. The one they always point to is...
But here's the thing.
They have like one example ever where they're like, oh, the Steelers weren't going to hire Mike Tomlin. Then they were blown away by Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
So see, this works.
True.
And you're like, all right, that's one guy in how many years? Tomlin's been there forever.
So what I would say is you don't even need to satisfy, quote unquote, the Rooney Rule to interview real candidates. Like, to me, you should be interviewing Brian Flores and you should be interviewing Aaron Glenn, right? You should be talking to those guys.
Oh, yeah, those guys should be at the top of the list.
So, right. Like... You don't need to satisfy the Rooney Rule. You just need to interview the best candidates.
Yeah.
So I think, look, maybe they have real interest in, I don't mean to be unfair to Pep Hamilton or Byron Leftwich. Maybe those guys are real candidates, maybe. But if you're just satisfying the Rooney Rule, this is not the year to do it. There are real candidates who are deserving of jobs, mm-hmm. who should be highly sought after. That isn't satisfying anything. Just wait for Flores, wait for Glenn, talk to them. It's a real interview process. It's a real thing. It's not a sham. Unfortunately, this makes me think even more strongly that Vrabel's the guy and this is all a sham process. And they're not going to talk to real candidates.
Yeah.
I mean, they're talking to Ben Johnson.
I know.
But they're not going to wait for Glenn. They're not going to wait for, again, Brian Flores. They're not going to talk to Liam Cohen and guys like this, call about Kevin O'Connell. It makes me fear that they just have Vrabel in their back pocket and that's it. That's the whole thing.
You know, it'll end up being a big story if at the end of this job search, if it's Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel, Rex Ryan, I'm trying to think who, like Cliff Kingsbury. There's only five jobs. And so if they all go to sort of the obvious ones, then you're kind of like, all right, were any of these interview processes legit? Like if they go to the ones like the obvious choice in each spot, you're going to be like, what even was this? Like, was this another sham process?
So again, we're getting the same text. We suggested this. Maybe they're interested in Pep Hamilton as an offensive coordinator. Byron Leftwich is an offensive coordinator.
Okay.
What I would say to that is, well, then interview them as offensive coordinators is what I would say. And number two, Pep Hamilton now is very interesting because he loves Joe Milton.
Yeah, that changes things. And the owner kind of laughed off. The
owner
comments,
thinks you have two
but not
quarterbacks.
With, not with Pep coming in.
If they brought this guy, even as a quarterbacks coach, forget head coach, forget OC. If this guy's a part of your staff in any way, shape, or form,
wouldn't you love to be?
Is not a good sign for Drake May.
Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall in the Pep Hamilton interview where he's like, "All right, the first thing I would do is trade Drake May." They're like, "What?" And he's like, "I'm telling you, you have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and Joe Milton play him." And Robert's nodding his head. He's like, "Yeah, I just saw him win a game."
I mean, Nick Wright is giving that thing.
He's like,
two thumbs up. Nick Wright is like, trade Drake May.
Trade him.
Pep Hamilton's like, trade Drake May.
That's wild.
Okay. Interesting.
All right, so we got four names now.
Wow. I think that's all the news. Vrabel will interview her today. They're going to interview Byron Leftwich. They've already interviewed Pep Hamilton. They're going to talk to Ben Johnson at some point, maybe remotely. It has to be remotely this week. What else do we have for news today? Oh, yeah, DeMarcus Covington interviewing in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Titans fired their GM after 2 years.
I was
going
to say, and you are, in fact, allowed to fire your GM.
Yeah.
You don't have to just have somebody show up to the facility to keep the train on the tracks. You are allowed to fire your GM like the Titans did. Yet, for some reason, Elliot Wolf is still here, and I'm told not to make a big deal of it. Tim is in Hanover. Go ahead, Tim.
Gentlemen, love the show. Hey, I just want to touch base on two things, Leftwich and Wolf. Leftwich, I called the station either Friday or Saturday, and I brought up his name. They thought I was talking about having him be a head coach. I wasn't. I want to see if he could be the offensive coordinator, because I'll tell you what, we got two good quarterbacks. I was a Milton guy. I still am. But the thing is, this guy can mentor the kids that we got, both of them, and I think that he can make them a better quarterback, and he proved he's got a good offensive playbook. When he was with Tampa Bay, he had a lot of talent there, and he won a Super Bowl.
Okay, with Brady. So, I mean, I'm not gonna go that far. Would you like Leftwich as an offensive coordinator?
If you're not hiring Ben Johnson, then suddenly the offensive coordinator is super important.
Yeah.
So, in that scenario, Vrabel, like, I don't care who it is if it's
Vrabel
Ben Johnson
and Leftwich.
I like it more than Tommy Rees. If it's Vrabel and Tommy Rees, which everyone's talking about, I think I would like Leftwich more.
I'll agree with that. Vrabel and
Pep Hamilton. The Pep Hamilton thing's funny. Oh, and I did confirm in Milton's freshman year at Michigan,
they overlapped.
He was there as the assistant head coach and passing game coordinator, so he's very
compromised.
Yes.
He's the fifth quarterback under 25 in the NFL.
In the league. Not like fifth best rookie quarterback. No, best under 25.
It was on the same going into the year with CJ Stroud and Trevor Lawrence and guys like this. That's
he
ridiculous.
Had to do 25 so Joe Milton would fit in his criteria.
That's a good point, too.
Stroud, Purdy,
but he's
Love,
like,
Lawrence.
In other words, if Pep Hamilton could pick any quarterback in last year's draft, not Caleb Williams, not Jaden Daniels, not Drake May.
I would question that order, too. The Trevor Lawrence?
Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, any of that?
I don't know if Bo Nix is under 25.
Oh, good
I'm
point.
No, he also might be.
A good point.
But no, I mean, that's...
Okay, but so Vrabel and... you just answered this. Vrabel and Rees, you'd rather have Leftwich. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Vrabel and McDaniels.
Oh, no.
You'd rather have McDaniels?
I don't want that. I also don't think McDaniels would come back here.
Okay.
But that's a side topic.
I don't either. I would also rather take a swing on Leftwich than bring back. I don't want McDaniels back here.
Although they kind of have the same thing going for them where you're like, your highlight year, you get Tom Brady.
You won with Brady. Big whoop.
Yeah.
I mean, at least McDaniels has the Mac Jones year in there, but McDaniels also has a lot of baggage that Leftwich doesn't have, which I don't want.
True.
Jerome is in Situate. Hello, Jerome.
Hey, I got a question. Well, number one, who was it that said that we got two good quarterbacks? In the process, you pissed off two of your quarterbacks. Now, how come Brian Flores doesn't get any ink about being a coach?
He does. We just talked about
it. I don't know. Oh, you mean like here, they haven't apparently expressed interest in it, but well, I think he will. He'll take some interviews.
I think he will, too. Will he interview here? I don't know. He's mm-hmm. He just expressed interest in the job, according to Kevin Seifert. And again, this is why I think if they are just, and I'm not saying they're doing this, but if they are just satisfying, quote-unquote, the Rooney Rule with Leftwich and Pep Hamilton, I don't think this is a year where, I mean, you shouldn't have to do that, period. But I don't think this is a year. There are obvious candidates like Aaron Glenn and Brian Flores where you don't have to satisfy anything. Just go talk to the best guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like Brian Flores, but I just, for the same reason I don't like Vrabel, I wouldn't hire Brian Flores.
They didn't.
I don't want Patriots connections.
They interviewed 13 offensive coordinators last year, and Leftwich wasn't one of them, right?
Yeah, they definitely not.
So 13 coordinators last year where you're like in this desperate search. Mayo has no coaching tree.
You don't know anybody.
You don't know anybody. You ultimately go with the 13th guy because Elliot Wolf knows him, and you bring in Alex Van Pelt. So I just have a hard time. If Byron Leftwich, 1 year out of football, wasn't an offensive coordinator candidate, how after 2 years out of football?
A head coaching candidate.
Right. How do you make that leap?
I mean, I it feels like a sham.
It does.
And it feels even more like Vrabel is the guy. I mean, that's what I think we're learning about some of these interviews. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for Leftwich and Pep Hamilton, I think they're wasting their time, which is a shame. Shane is in Plymouth. Go ahead, Shane.
Hey, guys. With all this dysfunction here, I see a possible office space situation. They fire the coach. Then they're going to bring in a coach who's going to bring in his own GM. The GM will fire all the coordinators. Somehow in all that mess, do you think Bob McAdoo is going to lock himself in a closet and just keep collecting a paycheck next year?
Just making memes?
Yeah, what? Yeah,
he's
what
the
is,
meme guy.
What is he going to do? He's just going to keep doing his Danger Zone memes.
McAdoo just kind of like, whatever you guys say, I'm with it. Yeah, who survives all this? Because right now they haven't gotten rid of anybody. And so my guess is...
I think Wolf is going to survive. Now, the question is, does he have any real power? He might not. I acknowledge that. But I think he'll be here. I think there's a chance Van Pelt is here, too.
How many guys go to North Carolina with Belichick? His kid?
Definitely.
Pellegrino?
Probably.
Matt Groh?
Yeah.
I heard people toss that one out there.
Yeah, good. That sounds like a good one.
Whether he has a hairpiece or not, that was a discussion earlier in the show. We don't know the answer to that.
I don't think Mayo and Covington are going there.
No. No, I don't.
So, yeah, that's probably a good list.
All right, so that knocks off a few guys, and then it's sort of, I mean, Covington's gone. I would say Van Pelt, if he wants to be the QB coach, can be. If not, he's gone.
I think Van Pelt has a chance.
And if he wants it, he might just say, I'll take my money and say, see ya.
Right, but I'm saying, I think he has a chance to survive, and I'd be okay with that in the right role. And I think Wolf and Highsmith are going to be here. I mean, Kraft said it. They might be powerless and neutered, but they're going to be here. If Wolf is here, Springer might have a good chance.
Yeah.
Were their special teams good this year? Like, in terms of rank, I don't feel like watching them, they were good.
I don't remember them being bad, though.
Are they good?
I mean, I don't really care.
I don't either, but like...
No, I feel like with special teams, you just don't want it to be horrible. Like, they weren't giving up kickoff touchdowns. Right, they gave up one, right?
If you don't care, I would... And I like talking to him, and I think he was a good interview and seems like a nice enough guy. But I really don't care about special teams, which means I just let the head coach bring in whoever he wants.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't need Elliot Wolf doing what he did last year, which is picking guys for the coach. Whoever the coach is, pick your special teams guy.
You think we're going to continue the coordinator series next year? Will we talk to the coordinators? Byron Leftwich could be a future guest of the show.
Yeah, something tells me that one might be going. That might have been a new regime. Let's talk to the media. Yeah. Let's all be friendly. Especially if it's Vrabel. Do I think we're going to be talking to his coordinators every week? I don't.
No.
I don't know how I don't know how Patriots Monday and Friday contracts are written.
Maybe Tommy Rees is like electric on the mic, and they're like, you guys got to have him.
Could be.
Wouldn't rule it out.
If I had to guess, I don't know how the contracts are written. The coordinator series was a one-year, one-year experiment. That's just a guess.
Tommy Rees was the pass game specialist for the worst passing offense in the NFL. So there is that.
That was a specialty.
He was the pass game specialist and tight ends coach.
Oh, both.
David Njoku.
I liked Njoku.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. The pass game was half decent with Jameis for a couple weeks.
Yeah, arrow pointing up.
That is true.
And then
they actually got their wide receivers involved.
Yeah. No, I mean, Jameis made it work.
Yeah, he definitely did.
If they were going to bring Jameis with them, I don't need that anymore. Now that we got Milton, I don't need that anymore. You don't need three quarterbacks.
No.
They already had two.
No, I guess not.
We don't need three.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons here on a Tuesday. We'll get you Arcan and Hart, see what they have coming up. We also have our clip du jour at the end of the hour. And on the way next, it's time for Grab Bag.
Roger Clemens is in Georgia's
Grab Bag.
And Roger Clemens is coming back. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Now,
Here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Bruins host the Edmonton Oilers tonight. Puck drop at the TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. The Celtics close out their road trip tonight in Denver against the Nuggets. Per Justin Turpin of WEEI.com, Jordan Walsh and Derek White are questionable. Tip-off at Ball Arena is at 10 o'clock. According to Mark Daniels of Mass Live, the plan is for Mike Vrabel to interview with the Patriots this week. According to Mike Jones of The Athletic, Byron Leftwich is interviewing for the New England Patriots head coach job today. According to Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network, the Bengals plan to interview Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington for their D.C. job on Wednesday. The Titans have fired general manager Rand Carthon after two seasons. Tennessee has the number one pick in the upcoming draft. And wildcard weekend in the NFL begins this Saturday. You'll be able to hear the call of all the games right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM. Westwood One's coverage begins on Saturday at 4 o'clock. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Timeout Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com.
Now more of Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. All the stuff we couldn't get to the first 3.5 hours of the program, including the Boston Celtics wrap up this 4-game road trip tonight, 10 o'clock tip time, out in Denver. TNT game taking on Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. So the Celtics 2-1 so far on this trip. Opened with the close win over Minnesota. Then they blew out the Houston Rockets. And then they were horrible in the second half against the Oklahoma City Thunder, where they scored, what was it, 27 points total in the second half?
It was something unbelievable. I mean, they got dominated.
They got smoked.
Dominated, bitched around by OKC.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say? And it's a good little sports night in Boston tonight.
Nice
we'll, get,
night.
We'll get to the second end of the doubleheader, which I guess is actually the first end of it.
Yeah.
But is it fair to say if they lose this game tonight, unsuccessful road trip,
yeah,
if they win it, successful road trip?
Like, really good teams. I know Minnesota's record's not great, but if you look at the teams and the players, like, it's a tough of 4-game stretches you're probably going to have, especially being on the road. So, like, 2-2 is not the end of the world, but we both said 3-1.
Well,
we both said 3-1.
And not only that, but the two teams you beat are teams that are probably playoff teams, right? Like, I'd expect Minnesota to get there.
I think they'll be there.
They're
but
not playing
right now,
great.
No.
But are they? I know Houston's second in the West. Is that a championship contender?
No, it's not. That's just a well-coached team.
So, if you lose to the two championship contenders, OKC and
yeah,
Denver, and it just so happens to be the last two games on the trip.
I agree.
And you lost to OKC at full strength, by the way. Holiday, Tatum, Brown, yeah, Porzingis, all of them were in that game.
What a weird second half.
Yeah, it would be. It wouldn't be a successful road trip. So there's
sound the alarms?
A lot at stake. Should be a fun game. I've been sounding the alarm
with
this team all year.
Yeah, no one's listening to the alarm, but you're sounding it.
A lot of alarm sounding.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I would say it's not a successful road trip. So that's what it's about.
No.
If they win tonight, we come in tomorrow, we say good road trip.
Mm-hmm.
All of the panic wasn't warranted, even though it was a bad loss against OKC.
Nothing to see here.
But if they lose tonight, then yeah, it was an unsuccessful road trip, bad finish to the road trip, and they lost to the two best teams they saw.
More likely to come out of the West this year, Oklahoma City or Denver?
I think if you ask me, maybe I'm putting too much weight and being too overreactionary to that OKC game. By the way, people keep saying they have a 15-game winning streak. They don't. They lost the NBA Cup final in the middle. They have
oh
a lot.
My God.
Okay, but they lost
the
game.
Nobody cares about that.
But they lost a game.
In the games that they count, they have won 15
games. How can you say they've won 15 games in a row when they lost a game?
The game doesn't count though.
Okay, but it was a loss.
Or they play 83
games. That's like
games?
People saying,
I don't think so, Joe.
That's like people doing
82 games.
Regular season winning streaks and like ignoring the playoffs. They're like, well, they haven't lost in a regular. It's like,
regular
why do
season.
I care? They lost games in the middle.
You know why they're ignoring the NBA Cup? Because everyone else does.
Okay, it's a loss that I saw happen.
The Jones loss.
But anyway, am I overreacting to OKC?
You might be the only one that saw it.
Okay. Am I overreacting to OKC because of what they did to the Celtics? Maybe, but I think now my answer is them over Denver.
I think so. Like the best player. I'll go with Jokic, but I get your point.
I would have said Denver before Sunday, yeah.
All right.
My mom always said life was like a box.
Grab bag.
You never know what you're going to get.
Good news. If you like the Forrest Gump grab bags, there's about 20 others.
It's a very consistent box of chocolates.
The first game in the Boston sports doubleheader tonight is the Bruins at home against the Edmonton Oilers as the Bees try to snap a 4-game losing streak.
Ugh.
They did get a point in the loss to the Islanders on Sunday as they lost in overtime, but four straight losses. Kind of interesting, too. So both teams are in action, and both teams facing the best player in their respective sports.
Yeah, good synergy there.
A random, like, cup game in there or anything that didn't count?
Yeah, right.
Four real losses.
Did they win a fake game in there?
No,
I don't know.
No.
Look, we're sounding the alarm to a degree about the Celtics. We should be with the Bruins, too. They've lost 5 out of 6 with Sacco, 4 straight. They did pick up a point in there. I don't think there's any reason to feel good about what they're doing. They've lost to, you know, teams like the Rangers in there who are terrible. So let's see tonight. I feel like we've been saying a lot of let's see with the Bruins. And at some point you got to say, well, they got a shot in the arm for firing their coach. Yeah. They faced a bunch of bad teams. They fattened up on those bad teams. And then you turn around and now the rubber's hitting the road a little bit. And they're still the same team despite firing the coach.
Grab bag. You know, if you've listened to Keefe's Keys at all this year, you know we like to talk about guys who aren't just the ultimate jock and some that have been actors, right? Athletes turned actors.
Yeah.
What if I told you about an owner turned actor?
Oh.
Some might be wondering, how is Jerry Jones in the Pro Football Hall of Fame when Robert Kraft is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Maybe it's his acting chops. I didn't know he had it in him.
Kraft had that good acting cameo for that Vince Vaughn movie with his non-wife girlfriend that I've been comparing to Gerard Mayo, Ricky, whatever her name was.
Did he slap somebody?
He tried to throw a punch, I think.
You son of a... Yeah. So that's true. So you can compare that, I guess.
Yeah, I would say Jerry Jones, better actor than Robert Kraft.
From the clouds. So the Landman, not Lanny, but Landman... Landman.
Yeah, the land.
We should actually do a lot of Photoshop with just Billy as the Landman.
The Landman. Trending with the Landman. Yeah, get on that.
The Landman. Yeah. So it's a very popular show. Billy Bob Thornton, John Hamm are in it. I haven't seen it yet. I've heard mixed things. Some people really love it. Some people are, it's like, eh. Regardless, it takes place in Texas. You know who owns the state of Texas? Jerry Jones.
Mm.
So he is playing himself, a la Kevin Garnett in Uncut Gems, who was also good in it. Maybe not the biggest range. But so here's just a snippet of Jerry Jones in a scene with Billy Bob Thornton and John Hamm. And tell me if this doesn't sound like a great actor.
And more than likely, your children and family are going to be there because they're your children and your family. But you could have them there because they're the people you spent your life with, you worked with, you fell down with, you got up with. Not just Thanksgiving, Christmas. That's who you want to be with.
Emotional.
So when that time comes like this, it's a celebration of your life, and you're not wishing you'd spend a little more time seeing a few more sons come up. That's the trick. That's the trick. Because that's going to be your glory. But I'm pretty proud of them Cowboys. I'm pretty proud of the stuff we've done in oil and gas. It pales in comparison to how proud I am just to have lived my life working with my kids.
Wow.
Little throaty, little moist.
Moister than you.
Moist your mouth. But, you know, you'd think it takes place in, like, the desert. But anyway, this is good stuff.
That was
good. Billy Bob Thornton sitting there, John Hamm's in, like a hospital bed. They're eating up every word. By the, just like a pot roast, they're eating that up.
Just Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Is he going to win?
That's who you want to be with.
A Golden Globe? Is he going to win a Emmy?
Maybe.
Not an Oscar. This is a film.
But, yeah. Globe next year.
He's
maybe.
Be on the short list.
I'm curious.
Think.
How'd that come about? They're like, we need the star power of Jerry Jones in
Will
this?
Will he win a Super Bowl or a Golden Globe first?
Oh, definitely
Golden Globe.
Golden Globe for sure.
Chops?
For sure.
The Cowboys are in trouble.
How did that come about? He asked to be in it or they asked him to be in it?
I don't know. It's a good question.
He asked to be. This is like Trump in Home Alone 2.
Or,
like,
no, you know what it is?
They weren't like, we need Donald Trump in this movie. He paid them to be in it. I'm sure Jerry Jones did the same thing. Good acting, though.
I think it might be like a showrunner is a huge Cowboy fan.
There
it's like, I'll get this guy in. Maybe I get like suite tickets or something.
Good at yeah. That's
yeah, it's probably,
that might
probably
be
a Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Chargers are expected to sign Ezekiel Elliott, speaking of the Cowboys, to the practice squad. So you might get Zeke Elliott promoted up there with the Chargers. Get him in the playoffs.
So.
No?
I don't.
You like that?
I think he's just he's there for the ride.
All right.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Chicago Bears want to interview Mike McCarthy. Another Cowboy-related story. Just like, you know, he is... his contract's up. But so the Cowboys are a weird one because they didn't have to announce a fire. They didn't have to fire a coach. They just haven't extended him yet.
Right.
So where do you think Mike McCarthy ends up next year? Nowhere?
No,
Chicago? Dallas?
I think Dallas.
Wow.
And that's shocking to say, but I'll go with Schefter. Schefter did the thing on Sunday morning. Mayo out. He's gone.
Yeah.
Peterson out. He's gone. Daboll staying, which shocked me when he reported it. I'm like, there's no way. He was right. I'm thinking he's going to be right about this. The intrigue is what you just said, Keith. His contract is up. The Cowboys have to approve any interview. It's an interview request from the Chicago Bears. But my guess is he's back in Dallas, which I would not do.
No.
But that's my guess.
Yeah, you might be right.
Oh, my freaking God, Brendan! It's
grab bag.
Monday Night Raw was on Netflix for the first time ever last night. It's a new era in wrestling. They were on Netflix. Now, people were mad because there were still commercials. Like, wait a minute. Hold the phone.
I don't get how people don't get that. They're like, it's Netflix? Why are there commercials? They did that with the NFL game on Christmas, too.
Well, I get why.
Wait a minute. It's Netflix. Why are there commercials? Because it's an NFL product.
But they did have ads in the ring, which I feel like is new. I haven't watched a lot of wrestling recently. I'll be back on for Rumble and Mania coming up, but I did dip in a little bit last night. One of the highlights, Hulk Hogan came out there.
You were telling me this before the show.
They booed him out of the building. They booed, they booed him less at his heel turn with the NWO back in the day. He was out there. He's like, let me tell you about my real American beer, brother. And they're like, you suck. You suck. He's like, I do everything for the fans. I go to hell. They hated Hogan last night. It was hysterical.
Wow.
And you got the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart behind him with the megaphone being like, I don't know, Hogan, this ain't going great.
Who was it? Billy or Nick were saying this. You could hear, like, because Netflix, you get all the cursing and everything, right?
Oh,
like, you actually got to hear it?
Yeah.
People just letting him have it?
The best was the closed captioning says crowd booing.
Crowd booing. Like, they were all over. Because they tried to, and they've done this before, like, when they first got the Fox deal or they first got whatever deal, like, star power, right? Like, The Rock was there.
Memories for days.
Yeah, Undertaker was there. Like, they tried to really appeal to, like, the guys our age. They're like, oh, I remember. So, like, all those guys were there. They had a good, like, they had the final match, like, Rollins and Punk. But the funniest thing to me is I turned it on. It was just Hulk Hogan just, like, eating booze. Be like, I got to get out of here.
I didn't realize the Hulkster has a beer.
Yeah, apparently he's got the real American
beer.
But he's like, just trying to get his product placement in there. And he's like, I'm here with the real American beer, brother. And he's like, I had it on his shirt, dude. Like, go to hell. They hate him. Oh, it's so funny.
Nice.
So funny. So anyway, we'll see how that goes.
Hot start.
Grab bag.
Dork Awards are available right now where you get your podcast. Part one on the podcast. We split it up into two parts. 30 different awards we gave out. So best TV show of the year, best movie, worst movie, best video game, on down the line. So get it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast for the latest.
Do
on,
you
on
see,
that.
Not to spoil this.
No, go ahead.
We talked about Jerry Jones winning a Golden Globe. Do you think he could win
a Dork
Award? Yeah.
He could take home a Dorky.
Nice.
I think so. I don't watch Landman, but he might have had a late submission for TV Character of the Year.
Yeah, you got like a year to catch up.
She's in the mix.
Yeah. Right around that corner, there is a sandwich shop. They sell
grab bag.
Best I've ever tasted. Would you go get me two?
Utah, give me grab bag.
All right, we have the best NBA performer from last night. The five nominees are Jaren Jackson Jr. from Memphis, 35 points, 13 rebounds. Zach LaVine, 35, 10, and 8. Anthony Simons, 36, 9 assists. Anthony Edwards, 37, 7, and 8. And Cade Cunningham, 32, 6, and 9.
Minnesota was in a win, I think, right? I think Edwards won last night.
Yes, they beat the Clippers.
But you know who I think I would go with? I'd go with LaVine. He's been playing excellent.
Zach LaVine.
I think he's really increasing his trade value. He played well against the Celtics
Bulls
in one
win.
Of those two games. Yeah. So, yeah, put me down for LaVine.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we're back and better than ever with a baseball player. We have an outfielder, DH.
Okay.
Right fielder, DH, played on a lot of teams.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
You sitting down? Oakland, Atlanta, Baltimore, Detroit, the Dodgers, Toronto, Cleveland, Florida, Cincinnati. And that's pretty much in order of games played. 4 years with the Oakland A's, and then one or two with everybody else.
Give me the first couple again. Oakland and then who?
Atlanta Braves, Baltimore Orioles, Detroit Tigers.
I have a guess.
Okay.
Jeff Francois.
Ooh. John Jaha?
Nope. Love John Jaha. Suck a dinger for you.
Was he a right fielder, though? No.
Jaha, I think, was just DH first base. Okay. Maybe just DH. Huh. All right, the years, Billy. He had a couple of years, 89 and 90. Was out, I don't know if he was hurt in 91 or whatever. Then 92 through 2000.
And those were some of those years. So he's on, like, the Bash Brother A's?
I think he is after the bat. His first year with the A's was 94.
Okay.
His career
Where
high.
Where did he start?
He started in Atlanta. Then he went to Cincinnati, Florida, Oakland. Now, in Oakland, 1996.
Yeah.
36 home runs, 106 RBI, which is a career high for both. Zero-time All-Star, and no awards, no Silver Sluggers, nothing.
So,
but
a big
36
96
bombs
with the A's.
One year.
Right fielder, DH, yep. Started his career with the Braves.
Ruben Sierra.
Ooh, good guess, but no. He was on the Baltimore 97 playoff team that beat Seattle and lost to Cleveland.
Chili Davis.
Ooh, good one, but no. You're all around it.
So is he the one who was there for the Jeffrey Mayer pop-up?
Oh, yeah. Might have been. Oh, was that him?
I'm going to look.
This is a tricky one. I would say he would belong on the all-name team.
Interesting.
He's got a great name.
I don't think I see it anywhere.
No, this is we might have a stumper across
text
the board
line
here.
Or
no, it's not Shoeless
Twitch.
Joe Jackson.
It's not Barry
Bonds. I'm glad that guy's listening though.
Or Rod Carew.
Nope.
I don't think we have it. Who is it?
It's Geronimo Baroa.
Oh yeah,
Geronimo Baroa.
Why do I think of him with the? I know you said he played on Cincinnati, but it doesn't sound like for a long time. That's where I think of him for some reason.
Interesting. That was 92. He's with Cincinnati. No, Oakland. He was there the longest. He had 101 career home runs, but he had 36 of them in one year.
Huh.
96.
Interesting. It's a far cry from Brady Anderson.
Not the right fielder during Jeffrey Mayer.
Who was that? Was that
Bobby Bowe?
Was it Pena?
No, number one.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to wait for him to turn around.
Oh, yeah, wait.
Not your main
like points. No, it wasn't.
Oh, Tarasco?
Yeah,
Carlos
that sounds
Tarasco?
Right.
Yeah, Carlos Tarasco.
Was.
There we go. No, not Carlos Tarasco.
No, Tony Tarasco.
Tony Tarasco. That's who it was. Yeah, nice. Okay.
All right.
Random base. Now,
a stumper. One of the first stumpers.
I guess the
Happy
first. stumped everyone.
Yeah.
Can
text line, Twitch chat. Hang on. Arcan's moving around. Hang on.
Arcan,
I thought maybe he texted. I see Arcan a couple studios away. I thought maybe he texted. Geronimo Baroa. No, that is not the answer.
All right, very good.
Okay, good stuff. We will get to your phone call. 617-779-7937. Newsy day out there with Patriots interviews. Vrabel will be interviewing here, along with a few others who have already interviewed, Byron Leftwich and Pep Hamilton. I'm sure Arcan and Hart have more on that, plus our clip du jour next.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Jones and Keefe, a reminder, WEEI's coverage of the football postseason, rather, brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks, Keefe.
It's time for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe. You ready for that, Jones?
Oh, it sounds wonderful. What's the clip du jour again?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day, and today it was an opportunity for us to look back at what I would say is the greatest call in Jones and Keefe history.
Oh.
Y'all going to be gone before him.
Okay,
well,
maybe.
I bet you that me and my buddy got a bet. He got y'all, and I got you guys to be gone.
Well, I appreciate your buddy taking our side.
I want to know what the bet was for. Like, was this for, like, a couple hams? Was this for, like, you know, pizza and
maybe
drinks? Was it for, like, $1,000? Like, what was this?
Maybe you got to
jump
in the Charles River in a Speedo of your buddy's choice.
Oh,
maybe,
could be.
Could
be one of those.
Could be one of those.
But that seriously was my favorite call in the last 3 months because the guy was, like, he was mad at us. He was pro-Mayo. But the fact that he has had he's had a bet with his friend on who would last longer, and his friend's like, Jones and Keefe will last longer. And he's like, no, Jerome
no way,
Mayo,
man. Mayo's going to do
like,
it.
Like, that's fantastic.
Anybody want to take any bets on Wolf? I'm a little fearful about the Wolf one, to be
honest.
I don't know.
Wolf might have us.
I'm a little afraid of that
no
one.
No bet.
Based on
no
how
bet.
Connected he is to the crafts, I'm a little afraid of that one.
Yeah, that one's, we have to save that too, but that's teetering.
I think we'd be plus money.
Do you think if you're that guy that called in, you double down?
Yeah,
double or nothing.
I think
anybody,
he has to.
Change it to Elliot Wolf.
I think he has no choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think right now we'd be plus money. Elliot Wolf would be minus money. Yeah, yeah.
He seems to have some sort of inside.
He certainly does. We got WEEI Afternoons, Arcan and Hart. I know it's a Ross Tucker day here today. What do you guys have coming up?
It is our last Ross Tucker Tuesday, so we're going to get all the questions answered that we've had from the entire season. And by the way, I thought Ross Tucker was the best color commentator the Patriots had in any game.
Oh, he ripped the crap out of all of his games.
Fantastic. So we'll give him his props for that. Yep. I really enjoyed that call, the one you guys just played.
It's great.
You guys had another call today that I really liked where the guy said, Mike Vrabel's going to come in here and get an offensive lineman like Joe Alt or Richard Seymour.
Yes, that was a classic one.
I really liked that. I was like, someone like that.
That's he's going to get a beast. He's going to coach up the offense. I'm like, what the
hell? This fan base gets it.
He's going to do all that stuff.
He's like, I bet you Seymour could have played tackle.
He
did. Great athlete.
He played fullback.
Great athlete. Oh, yeah. Tall, long, athletic.
Hall of Famer.
I bet you right now he'd be better than Vidarian Lowe. Put him out there right now, he's better than Vidarian
Lowe. No doubt.
Good bet.
Just pure athletic
Imagine what
ability.
Ben Johnson could do with Richard Seymour as a fullback.
Oh, my God.
Running up all kinds of
drafts. Drafts him in fantasy.
So, Patriots have interviews today. I saw your show poll. This is a good question. Is there faith in Robert Kraft? Is this what you guys are talking about today?
Yes, we will be delving into that. I'm becoming a little bit addicted to Twitter polls.
Oh,
but
here we go.
The responses have been good, and I think they've been enlightening. And I think we're almost up to 60% that do not have faith in the Krafts.
You can lump me in there. I voted in this show poll earlier today. I would agree. With the 60%. Stay tuned. Phone call 617-779-7937. You want to dial up Arcan and Hart, WEEI Afternoons, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock on a Would You Rather Wednesday.